Blog Talk Radio.
Pleasure to be with you today, and as always, to be here with on the platform of We Work From Home, which is was founded and started by Cynthia and Satawi Jahi of Movements Unlimited. So before we get started with our show today, ladies and gentlemen, technology, pardon me, please. I would like to ask you, please, to tweet out that the MLM view is on, as well as contact your Facebook friends and let them know that we're on the air now live. And just as someone was calling me here on the telephone, that I am now muting. One moment, please. All right. The phone number to call in today is 647-595-4222. Again, the phone number is 646-595-4222. And we have a great show lined up for you today. I was off last week, didn't get to do a show, but I'm always glad to be here with you on Monday. And we don't have a guest scheduled for today. I usually have a guest on, but today I'm just going to kind of ask you just to sit back with me and let's discuss something that that's near and dear to my heart, and that is success, your success, our success. You know, in these economic times that's going on now, most people don't know that there is another way not to participate in this recession, not to participate in the fear that and that, you know, the headlines and the news are producing nowadays. And the way that most people have found the way to not success is through network marketing. So it's always a pleasure to be talking with you about this wonderful industry that I found and that many other people have found to have a little, I say, a slight edge against what's going on. They have a slight edge of a different way. They have a slight edge because they have the knowledge. They have a slight edge because they know that they don't have to depend on a job to make them a living. You know, there's nothing wrong with having a job. I had one for 23 years at the post office. But the one thing that I didn't like about being having worked for a corporation is that I felt like I was enslaved. And I was reading something this morning that I want to share with you about that. But one thing that network marketing does for me is gives freedom. And I'm going to share something here with you. This is basically talking about wealth, but and wealth in terms of money, but you can apply this to every area of your life. Wealth takes on contrasting forms: vision, discipline, work, faith, initiative, resilience, desire, ideas, and thought, all unlimited and infinite. Wealth is embodied in a web of enterprise that retains its worth only through constant work, sacrifice, and service. So that's what I want to share to you. You know, I want to just ask you, please, if you'd like to call in and talk with me about the topics that we're going to be discussing today. Once again, the phone number is 646-595-4222. And one of the things that I have used to transition myself and to position myself not to participate in the this scary economy that they say is happening now is that I found, number one, network marketing, and then number two, I found this show that you're, you know, this platform that you're listening to now, We Work From Home, in 2008. So what I, you know, getting to where I am now, I retired from my post office job where I worked for 23 years in October 31st of 2009. Now, I didn't do that overnight. Baba Jahi and Cynthia, what they're doing now, they didn't get to where they are in a successful network marketing company overnight. It's a process, and the process that works for you or against you in obtaining what you want in terms of wealth, I call it the slight edge. And after I need to slow down because I'm getting excited here. Okay, so I found this station, Blog Talk Radio. I started listening to We Work From Home. At that time, it was coming on Tuesday and Thursday at 8:30 my time, which is Central Time here in Dallas. So I would drive to work listening to this show. I would leave home, my job, my home at around 7:45. Then I'd tune in. The show was at just for 30 minutes. No, I would leave home it took about an hour to get to work. 7:45 was it. But by the time I got to the post office, I was finished listening to the show. I was in a positive mood, and I called that time that I spend listening to the show driving my drive time university. I turned my car into a learning environment. I didn't listen to Tom Joyner Morning Show. I didn't listen to Kiss FM like I used to. I didn't listen to the talk shows I used to listen to. I had to sacrifice. And that's, remember the list I just said about obtaining wealth? Wealth is embodied in a web of enterprise that retains its worth only through constant work, sacrifice, and service. So my constant work at the post office, I was going there working 23 years, y'all. When I retired, guess what? I did not bring that job with me. I could not pass that job down to my kids. The job went to the next person in line that was waiting for me to leave out the door at the post office. So, you know, you can't take it with you. You can't take a job with you. You can't transfer it down from generation to generation. But wealth, you can. Now, how do you obtain wealth? Well, I found this book that I was also reading while I was listening to good material on radio shows like this one. And this book is called The Slight Edge. And the author of the book is Jeff Olson. And the subtitle of the book says Secret to a Successful Life. So I found resources. I found tools. I found people that supported me, that were going, who were already where I wanted to be, or who was going in the direction that I wanted to go. And I just took off. I didn't look back. Sure, on my road or on my journey, there were detours, there were setbacks, but because I had people, I had role models, I was able to make it, and you can too. So back to The Slight Edge. Jeff Olson wrote this book. Oh, my goodness. Let's see here. When was this book written? In 2005. Yep. That's pretty good. That's when I started really seriously on my journey. I found a great network marketing company, which I joined in December of 2005. So, and when I joined that company, this book was recommended to me. So this was really the first book I read. And it sort of became my primer, or, you know, my resource, my go-to book for, you know, just to guide me along. So The Slight Edge is a principle, y'all. It's a philosophy that allows you to achieve what you want. And it says that, you know, you can have what you want, but things are not going to come overnight. You do a few things today, a few things tomorrow, and on and on and on. And before you know it, everything that you've done has yielded you the results you want. So I have something pulled up here that I'm going to read for you. Okay. It says, The Slight Edge Principle. When you were a tiny little child, you made your way around the world on your hands and knees crawling. Everyone around you was walking. And one day, you got it into your head to give it that try. So little by little, you worked on developing the skills you needed to walk. You grabbed on to something above you and pulled yourself upright. You stood up, holding on to a table or chair or a big stuffed animal. Wobbly and unsure, you let go. Still down and tried again. You fell down and you tried again and again and again until you stood up all by yourself. Then you took a step. The older people you watched took one step after another, right foot, left foot, right foot, left, but you managed only to make one step. You kept crashing. And then after days of sidestepping around the coffee table, awkwardly bringing one little foot out from behind the other, while you held on to mom or dad's fingers, you eventually took your first couple of steps, all alone, all by yourself, and hopefully to the cheers and applause of your family. Baby steps, one step at a time, and you were walking. So, you know, every mother on this call, every father on this call can definitely relate to when their child took their first step. I can. I have three daughters of my own. My husband has four daughters and one son. So together we have eight kids, and we say that's enough. But we have witnessed and we have helped and held the hands of our children and our grandchildren as we watch them walk. And that is a wonderful thing to be able to assist and then watch the process of someone just getting their feet up under them, getting, you know, doing the crawling and, you know, and just watching you all those months and then finally saying, I think I can do this. And it is an amazing thing. So every parent, as I said, knows what it's like to see that. But in the process of walking, in the process of learning how to walk, you probably spent more time failing than you did succeeding. But did you ever have the thought of quitting? Okay? Did you ever tell yourself, I'm not cut out for walking guess I'll crawl for the rest of my life? No, of course you didn't. So why do you do that now? And that's a question that I had to ask myself. I'm set a goal with the company that I'm in. They have a leadership trip each year. And my husband and I were blessed to, along with our team, to earn that trip last year. It's not something that's given to you. It's something that you earn. So you have to do the work in order to get the pay of the trip. Just like when I went to the post office, I had to go in there and work 40 hours each week before I earned my paycheck. So in network marketing, if you don't do any work, you don't get paid. So and this is something also that I learned, but the thing about it is, how do you learn to do the work? You do it one step at a time. You do it a little bit at a time. And that's the process. The same way you learn how to walk, you learn how to work it in your own home business. Well, ladies and gentlemen, at this time I'm going to take a quick break because we're halfway through our show. We have a couple of callers on the line. Callers, if you would like to talk with us about our topic today, the slight edge to success, you can hit 1 on the keypad. Once again, the call-in number to the show today is 646-595-4222. I'm going to play the station break recording, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Home-Based Business 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. Hey, this truly is listener-supported radio, and we thank you very much for tuning in to our programs. Would you be so kindly to email us at info, that's info, at movementsunlimited.com. That's movementsunlimited.com. And let us know how you are enjoying our shows. Your comments are very much needed and welcome. And thank you and have a blessed day and continue to listen to our broadcast here on Home-Based Business 101 on Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, Baba Jahi. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what I'm talking about. Find someone who has what you want or who have done what you want. Partner up with them as I'm partnering up with Cynthia and Baba Jahi. And together we're working. We're in different network marketing companies, but we have a common goal, and that's to help you have the success that we're having. So I'm going to move on with the slight edge here, and I'll be reading from something that from a worker that I have, and if you want to call to talk with me, just press 1 on the keypad. So, before we took the break, I asked the question, so why do you think about quitting now? What's the difference today with any goal you want and desire you have for accomplishing anything? When did you lose the ability to make a goal? Go for it and get it. How come you don't do what you did when you were 1 or 2 years old? The answer is alarmingly yet simple. Somewhere along the way in life, you became unwilling to take baby steps. You lost faith in the universal truth that the simple little disciplines done over and over again, again and again over time, would move the mightiest mountains. Shakespeare said, to climb steep hills, you become unwilling to take baby steps. I'm sorry. To climb steep hills requires slow pace at first, but now you put your trust in achieving breakthroughs, making quantum leaps, instant this, instant that, hitting the lottery. You began a habit of settling for less, just because more was so far out of your reach. You forgot about the proven, powerful success philosophy on earth, the slight edge. Winning is always a matter of slight edge. Who can forget that moving moment of triumph in the 94 Olympics when American speed skater Dan Jansen at least overcame years of discouragement, disappointment, and frustration to finally win the gold medal in the 1,000 meters, setting a world record of 1 minute, 12.43 seconds. Wow. Do you know by how much of a margin Jensen won? Do you know what the difference was between the winning world record gold medal and the virtual obvious oblivion of second place? 29 hundredths of a second. That's a very slight edge. No matter where you look, no matter in what area of accomplishment, life, work, or play, the difference between winning and losing, between going down in the record books as first and best, or not at all, the gap that separates success and failure is always measured as the slight edge. And the bad news of all is that it's not just the winning goal that's the slight edge. The slight edge is the process itself that all winners use to achieve their goals. And ladies and gentlemen, I was committing to do a boot camp at the beginning of April, and I found myself on the wrong side of the slight edge. I was not committing like I should have. So every time I see myself not going for my goals, or if I'm losing sight of my goal, or if I'm beginning to think, oh, this is not going to work, I go and grab this book and I start reading it again. Remember, I told you I first read it in 2005. But the principles in this book, as Jeff Olson said, it's not new. All achievers know about this process. And that's why I'm sharing it with you today. So what I want to read now is the story of the penny. A penny a day, double for a month. If you were offered $1 million right now, or a penny a day, doubled each day for 1 month, which would you choose? Unless you've read this illustration before, like most people, you'd probably choose the right now million. But you'll be making the wrong choice. One penny doubled every day for a month adds up to $10,737,418.24. Compound interest, leverage, doubling, geometric growth, it all adds up, and that's your slight edge. Now, I'm going to stop reading here because I'm going to ask our caller, if you'd like to press 1 again. We have 6 minutes left on our show. If you'd like to speak about the slight edge, press 1 on the keypad. But that story right there, the story of the penny, there's also in Jeff's book, the story of the water hyacinth. And there's one more story in there, the story of the two frogs. So when you get this book, and when you've read it several times, even after the first reading, this is what I learned from the first reading of it, just this little bit here. And it stuck with me, so I noted it. You know, I went through and I took notes about the parts that I wanted to remember. And so just like when when the baby steps, you don't remember walking, but you're walking now. You don't know how you walk, but you started walking. You knew someone helped you sometime along your life, and not only that, but you know you can do it. So I want you to think of any impossible task that you think you can't reach, and then I want you to know how simple it is if only you get up, take one step, and you might have to hold on to something or someone or somebody at first, but guess what? You are going to walk. Not only are you going to walk, you're going to fly. That's the other part of the slight edge that we're going to be talking about later on. But I'm going to come back probably next week and all this month and just talk about the slight edge and ask you to go along this journey with me. Get the book. Again, it's the Slight Edge. The slight is spelled S-L-I-G-H-T. And it's by Jeff Olson. JeffOlson. So go to your bookstore. You can go to the library. I'm going to go make a trip to the library tomorrow here in Garland. And, you know, we have a – one of the things I like about network marketing is that it's awesome, always referred to, and I say awesomely, by Robert Kiyosaki as a personal development program. But you know what? You get paid, y'all, for being better. You get paid in network marketing. I get paid to read books like this. I get paid to go to Walmart and network with people. If you go to my Facebook page today, facebook.com/Ruth Bradford, you'll see photos of me going around town meeting new people. I'm just opening up the chat room, everybody. I'm sorry about that. But I get paid to be a better person. I get paid to take the nutritionals that I take that my company has. I get paid to improve my health. I get paid to help other people do it too. Bob, I get paid to go and go to Baba Jahi's site, and he gets paid while I go to his site and buy bicycles. One of the reasons I went to Walmart was to look up the bicycle I want. They have this wonderful program where you can go to their site and you can shop and you can pay less money for everything you buy. So, you know, we want to just invite you to just participate in the right side of the slight edge. You know, the economy is going to be bad regardless. You know, this stuff just didn't start. All the fear and everything, you don't have to participate in it. So I just want to leave you with this. You can have anything that you want in life as long as you help enough people get what they want in life. So take the time to help someone today. Just give, you know, and giving, helping somebody is not about, it doesn't take but a minute. It's free. It's just listening and knowing your power. Knowing who you are, and knowing what you're able to give. There was a show last night on on the ABC channel called Secret Millionaire, and I know a lot of people that's in network marketing don't watch TV, but go online to abc.com and look up that program. You can watch it for free online. It's about millionaires, just like you and me. Normal, everyday people. Danny Johnson was one of the featured secret millionaires. She made her fortune through network marketing. So that's what I'm talking about. She gave away $100,000 to some very deserving charities in a previous episode. Last night's person that was on Secret Millionaire was Allie Brown, and she's another person that who has mentored me for years now in helping me along my entrepreneur journey. And as an entrepreneur, I choose network marketing. So I'm going to just get ready to end our show today, but I want to just share with you again that it's your time. It's your time to shine. It's your time to succeed. And be with us back here next week. And if you want to call me, my phone number is 214-597-5262. That's 214-597-5262. That's my direct line. You can also leave me a message at 530-MLM-VIEW. That's 530-MLM-VIEW. The name is the show. So until next week, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for being with us today on We Work From Home. And I'm going to play now our theme song, It's My Time.